God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So 2 years ago, my family and I had a very special vacation in the Rockies. We spent Christmas there because of the kindness of some dear friends of ours, and we had a great time. When I came back home from the Rockies, I discovered that I was missing a book. I had taken a biography called The Last Lion. It's a series, actually. And it was gone. I looked under the seats of my vehicle. I looked at some other places which were normal suspects and could not find it, and came to the conclusion I may have well left it back at our place in the Rockies. Well, 2 weeks ago, nearly 2 years after we had lost the book, I'm back at the same place, and in the living room on the bookshelf there is an old Bible and a hardbound collection of Reader's Digest stories. And there was my book marked at the very place I had last read, and it was my book. It was the joy of discovery. Have you ever had that, where you find something you had not seen for some time? Well, that's exactly what I felt 2 weeks ago. And that must be something like what was experienced by a king that we read of in 2 Chronicles chapter 34. His name is Josiah. The Bible says that he found the Word of God in the house of God. Now, how astounding that God's people could lose God's Word in God's temple, God's house, but that is exactly what had happened because they had turned from God. So what's interesting is to find out how this man, this king, made a choice to seek God and how he found God in the story in 2 Chronicles chapter 34. You know, almost any successful search for God will include his word. In verse 3, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 34, "For in the eighth year of his reign, while he was yet young, he," that is Josiah the king, "began to seek after the God of David, his father." So this all began with a desire. He sought it, and he did it while he was young. And let me just say, the sooner you begin to seek God, the better off you will be. Verse 14 tells us that because of the search, he found the Word of God. And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah, the priest, found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Now, again, how astounding that God's Word could be lost in God's house, but it had been. They'd not paid much attention to it. Now, why did they find this portion of God's Word? And by the way, they didn't find some neatly bound copy of, a Bible published by Thomas Nelson with the red letter edition. This was a portion of the law from God through Moses, handwritten. They found it. Why? Because they were seeking God. And because he was seeking God, he went to God's house. And because he went to God's house, he decided to clean it up. And because he decided to clean up God's house, he found God's Word. Years ago, my father met an older man who had been around the world as a young man. He had worked on ships and just done a variety of different jobs, interesting jobs. And he was seeking. He was seeking, as almost all people are. And one night on a ranch in Australia, kind of out in the bush, he came back to the bunkhouse, and there was no television, there was no radio, there was nothing to do. And so he reached up on a dusty bookshelf, and he found a Bible. And he pulled it down and dusted it off and opened the Bible, I think maybe the book of John, I don't recall for sure. And he read a portion, closed the book, put it back on the shelf, and went to bed. And this repeated itself for several nights. And eventually he came to realize who God was, the gift that God had given him through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that his sin debt had been paid, that Christ had taken his punishment and taken his sin, and he trusted God's Son to be his Savior that night, and he was put into the family of God and into fellowship with God. Well, that happened. That happened because he found a book, and this is what Josiah did. The third thing you find here is that Josiah read the book. The Bible says that a scribe named Shaphan read it before the king. So he sought God, he found the book, he read the book, and then what follows is just unfettered joy, because verse 19 says, "And it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes." Okay, so not so much. He wasn't overjoyed. He found out that he was in trouble with a God he hardly knew, that he was under a cloud that he wasn't even aware of, that he had disobeyed law that he was not even intimate with. He didn't know. Sometimes we think, well, no news is good news. And maybe that's true if you're talking about your great aunt's condition in the hospital, but that's not true when you're talking about your soul's condition with God. He discovered. He was seeking God, and because he sought God, he found the book and read the book and discovered the truth. And then he inquired of God. In verse 21, he tells some of his men, go inquire of the Lord for me. Now, they didn't have all the Word of God as we do now. And so he was asking them to go in a special way, inquire of God. He was curious. Now, how does this story end? I love this. Verse 27 says, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. God says, because you had a tender heart, a humble heart, and because you heard me, I will hear you. And the conclusion, the book end, in the very last verse is, and all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. Friend, I just want to tell you, God is noble, God is personal, God cares for you, and God has revealed his mind on your matters, and he's done that through his word. So today, seek God. The sooner you do, the better it will be, and nearly any successful search for God will include his word. Are you reading the word of God? Are you making that part of your life? How can you possibly know God's mind for your life if you are inundated with the input from your cell phone and your friends and your television, your radio, the mass media, social media, but you don't know what God has said? God is not merely old-fashioned. He's not old-fashioned because he was never fashioned. He's not made by man. Man was made by God. God's not merely old-fashioned, he's old. He's not merely old, he's ancient. He's not merely ancient, he's eternal. And that means he's actually ahead of where you are today. He knows your heart, he knows your life, he knows your need, he has the answers. And if you're going to seek God, you need to seek his word.